some past Christadelphian hymn writers by Stuart Cowley Shaw continued. Sister Doris Martindale. Charles and Sarah Martindale had two sons and a daughter born to them in Liverpool. After moving to Oswestry, another daughter, Doris, was born in 1898. And it was here that Charles and Sarah were baptised and decided to give up their thriving business as tobacconists. Charles got a position as a manager in a Coventry factory, and the family grew up in that city. Three of their children were baptised there: William Hubert, when 17, in 1906, Mabel, when 18, in 1910, and Doris, at the age of 16, in 1915. Their other son was baptised in Canada. Doris became a keen supporter of sisters' classes and helped to establish one in Coventry. With her parents, she moved to Leicester in 1920, where they opened a haberdashery shop. Doris became a keen soprano member of the ecclesial singing class, having inherited a musical interest from her father. She was also interested in nature and visited bird sanctuaries when on holiday. Her motorbike was one of her modes of travel for some years, and this was a source of anxiety to her mother in particular. Doris visited her brother in Birmingham about once a year for many years, and eventually went to live there in 1939, when she joined the staff of the Christadelphian office. At first she worked in dispatch, but eventually became Brother John Carter's secretary. She had a phenomenal shorthand speed of 200 words per minute, and she was also an excellent typist. The office at 21 Hendon Road was not an ideal place to work, being cold, dark and draughty, but Sister Doris was totally dedicated to her work for the Brotherhood and remained there for 23 years. She took on a lot of the work associated with the Military Service Committee and registration. Much of the general work of the office fell on her slender shoulders during the editor's frequent absences in the service of the master. Doris was a rapid and efficient proofreader, ensuring that the many office publications were correct. Her father died in 1936. Doris took her mother to live in Hall Green in 1939. This move took place about the same time when brethren C.C. Walker and C.A. Labson died, and Brother Carter took over as editor of the Christadelphian magazine. Doris's mother Sarah died in 1947, and soon afterwards she wrote an article entitled on Being Alone. But she was a very cheerful soul and suffered many during her busy life. She wrote occasional articles and poetry, and two hymns for the youth hymnal, Angels Did Sing on Bethlehem's Hill, and When the Lord Jesus Was Here. The former hymn is now 128 in the 1964 hymn book. Which reads, Angels did sing on Bethlehem's hill, glory to God in heaven above, peace on the earth to men goodwill. Alleluia. The words to that hymn were by Sister Doris, and the tune, it says, by Melchior Vulpius, who lived 1562-1616. In 1956, Doris had a serious operation from which she never fully recovered, but this did not deter her from coping with a great deal of the paperwork connected with reunion. Sister Gladys Blake gradually took over the secretarial duties, and Sister Doris eventually moved into the Birmingham Home and Hospital, where in 1960 she died of cancer at the age of 61. Here's an extract from her book on being alone. Even though individually we know we are dependent on others and cannot live to ourselves alone, which leads to selfishness, so we must avoid leaning on others. Leaning is the prerogative of broken reeds or overcrowded trees. We are trees planted by the Lord, and to grow upright and be of any value, we must have space around us and learn to stand alone. Many people, especially the young, appear to be afraid of being alone, and must ever be gathering together for some form of diversion. The second hymn writer we're going to consider this evening is another sister, Sister Catherine Alexandra Morgan. Daughter of John and Jessie MacDonald, Catherine was born in 1900. She was the youngest of three sisters and had two younger brothers. It was the youngest son, Andrew, who first became interested in Christadelphian teaching through working with Brother Ernie Budd at Sainsbury's Training Centre. Andrew was baptised in 1927, followed by his sister Margaret, but it took Catherine another year to be convinced. Their mother Jessie was baptised the next year, but Father John waited until he was 83 before being immersed. Catherine's training as a teacher eventually led her to post as headmistress at a church school, but her conversion forced her resignation, and she took up a teacher's post in a local council school in Ringwood, and then in Burley. The family lived in Bisturn, about 2 miles south of Ringwood, on the edge of the New Forest, and Catherine developed a strong interest in its natural history, and loved to walk over its meadows and through its woodlands, observing and recording in prose, verse, drawings and paintings what her keen eye saw of God's handiwork. Within a few years of her baptism, she began teaching in the Isolation League Sunday School. Later, her talents were also used in her Ecclesial Sunday School. Brother L.G. Sargent, another poet, described her as a writer of graceful verse which always reflects the love of nature. She produced stories, articles and verse illustrated with her own pen and ink drawings for the Christadelphian Children's Magazine and later for the Path and Youth Magazine, right up to her final fatal illness. From her pen flowed a variety of topics which illustrated the spiritual qualities of her mind. Brother Melva Perkis wrote that Catherine had for all of us a message of light, and she loved to convey it in story, poem and prose, which captivated us both by the simple beauty of her words and the graceful line of her sketches. She brought into any company a radiance which glowed from eyes which had beheld the vision of God, and the life that had been lived in heavenly places in Christ. Her book, Beside the Brook, was a story of someone who found the truth. It was published in 1947 and became a favourite with children. It was based on the countryside around her home in the New Forest. Her poems appeared regularly in our magazines, and three of her hymns are in our 1964 hymn book. The first two, Lone Mary Comes at Early Morn, and Angels O'er the Sleeping Earth, were initially written for the 1952 youth hymnal. The third hymn, The Lord a Gift of Love Foretold, appearing as 125 in the 1964 hymn book. In 1961, Catherine made Brother Charles Morgan a happy man by becoming his wife. But the end was not far off as she began to struggle with lung cancer. Even so, as she lay in a hospital bed, she wrote her last poem and drew her last illustration in time for the next path, she said. At the hospital, off duty nurses of various races came to say their goodbye to this woman of lovely character, who impressed them so much, and who had spoken to them of her Bible and her faith in its promises of blessing and salvation. Despair? Nay, though the strong men bow and doors be shut, and music low and evil be the day, and fear be in the way, the sleep of hope is but deferred. It riseth with the singing bird.